Today on Politico Energy, what questions the Supreme Court has about the Atlantic Coast pipeline case. Bernie Sanders gets a key endorsement from a union representing EPA workers. And JP Morgan Chase has a new plan to help mitigate climate change. It's Tuesday, February 25th, and I'm your host, Kelsey Tamburino.
Our history of wise management of America's national forests has assisted us in designating the initial elements of the national trail system.
In 1968, President Lyndon B. Johnson signed the National Trail Systems Act, which established the first two national trails in the U.S.
Two national scenic trails, one in the east and one in the west, are being set aside as the first components of the trail system, the Appalachian Trail and the Pacific Crest Trail.
But now there's a dispute between environmentalists and a coalition of gas companies and the federal government over whether a natural gas pipeline can be built beneath the Appalachian Trail, a dispute that's being heard in the Supreme Court.
This is my first time covering a Supreme Court decision, so I was actually in the courtroom, kind of learning where everything is. Luckily, I was able to get a good seat and can see everybody, except I had to stretch a little bit to see Gorsuch.
Politico's Ben Lefebvre was in the courtroom yesterday as the justices heard arguments over the construction of the Atlantic Coast Pipeline. The project was approved by the U.S. Forest Service back in 2014, but environmentalists took the government to court, arguing it's the National Park Service that should give the projects the thumbs up, since it goes under the Appalachian Trail. On Monday, the Department of Justice argued before the High Court that the Forest Service's approval should stand.
The justices sound like they were not impressed at all with the government's arguments. But what I think may more than offset that is that they seemed worried, across the ideological spectrum, that the environmentalists' argument is going to be a little bit overbroad, that they're concerned that basically, if the environmentalist argument is correct, or that they decide that way, any scenic trail in the U.S. that is overseen by the National Park Service is basically going to become a big wall, both above ground and underground, for any sort of infrastructure project, pipeline or otherwise.
So it sounds like justices are leaning toward environmentalists on this idea that it is technically parks land, but they're also still hesitant to outright overturn the Forest Service's approval. Is that correct?
Yeah, so they seem to be willing to say the National Park Service is the one overseeing this trail. But what they also seem to be raising the issue of maybe the National Park Service should be able to allow easements for projects to go past the trails. And this would basically be saying, look, the National Park Service operates the trail on the surface of the land, but that doesn't mean that it should be the only agency to have any sway on what goes on below the surface. So there were some questions of basically like, do they have sole discrepancy to approve projects, 800 feet down, or like as Justice Breyer said, till the center of the earth? So I think there was some basically saying, well, maybe the Forest Service and the NPS should work together to try to, on a case-by-case basis to decide whether these projects should go forward or not past the trail.
Also, for the first time, a union that represents nearly 1,000 EPA workers in the Midwest is wading into presidential endorsements. Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders, who just won big in the Nevada caucuses, now has the backing of the American Federation of Government Employees, Local 704, after getting 44% of the vote from members of the union. That's more than twice as many as any other candidate in the Democratic primary. The union says former Vice President Joe Biden and Senator Elizabeth Warren were neck and neck for a second and third place finish. In an email to Politico, the union's president said they felt an urgency to act immediately to prevent greenhouse gas emissions. And, quote, most members took note of the fact Sanders supported the Green New Deal and hoped to inspire other federal unions to speak out for the good of our nation and our planet, end quote. And one more thing. Today, JPMorgan Chase is set to release several new environmental commitments during its annual Investor Day in New York. Among the initiatives are new restrictions on financing for coal mining and coal-fired power, and plans to end financing for new oil and gas drilling in the Arctic. The announcement adds JPMorgan Chase to an expanding list of similar efforts by financial giants, including Goldman Sachs and BlackRock, and comes amid mounting pressure for companies to address climate change. But environmentalists like the Sierra Club and the Rainforest Action Network say the announcement doesn't go far enough, in part because it allows the firm to continue funding other portions of the fossil fuel industry. Subscribe to the Morning Energy newsletter at politico.com/morningenergy and subscribe to this podcast for free on your favorite podcast player. You can listen to this show on your smart speaker. Just search for the Politico Energy Podcast. Thanks, and we'll be back again tomorrow.